Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Questions over that phone call as the president heads to the UN.
There was no pressure, no nothing. There was no pressure.
One last coronation for a hit TV show.
And the Emmy goes to Game of Thrones.
Borrowing for skyrocketing medical bills.
Costs vary and pricing isn't transparent.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is back home in New York for the United Nations General Assembly. He's expected to discuss rising tensions with Iran when he meets with world leaders. And correspondent Stephen Portnoy says he'll face more questions about his phone call with the president of Ukraine.
Insisting it was a perfectly appropriate call, President Trump says he's thinking of releasing the transcript of his July chat with the leader of Ukraine.
We'll make a determination about how to release it, releasing it, saying what we said.
Though Mr. Trump says he's concerned about weakening the trust between presidents and their counterparts.
You don't want foreign leaders to feel that they shouldn't be speaking openly and good. You have to be talking to people.
Mr. Trump continues to insist he never applied pressure on Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden's son.
That was not pressure. I know when I give pressure.
The Wall Street Journal reported he brought it up on the call 8 times. The president will meet with Vladimir Zelensky here on Wednesday. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, New York.
Biden is calling for an investigation into the phone call, with new polling showing Elizabeth Warren now ahead of the former vice president by 2 points in Iowa. Opening statements are scheduled to begin today in the trial of a white Dallas police officer who shot and killed her neighbor, who was black, inside his home. Amber Geiger claims she mistook Botham Jean's apartment for her own and thought he was an intruder. Jean's mother has traveled to Texas from her home in St. Lucia to attend the trial.
As a woman of faith, I leave it to God to judge. But as a mom, I know that humans do not always act as God wants.
Geiger faces life in prison if she's convicted of murder. It came out of nowhere. Tens of thousands of travelers who arranged vacations through the world's largest tour operators were stranded when Thomas Cook abruptly shut down.
We'll get home eventually. Just got a waiting game, right? I hope.
The company blames a slowdown in bookings, partly because of the uncertainty surrounding Brexit. There were some surprises, some firsts, and one last win for a TV dynasty at last night's Emmy Awards in L.A.
In its last Emmy hurrah.
And the Emmy goes to.
There was one final coronation.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones ended its Emmy run on top, taking home the biggest prize, Best Dramatic Series. The producers talked about the long journey.
These last 10 years have been the best years of our lives.
On this Emmy night, there was plenty of new to mix in with the old.
Fleabag.
Best Comedy Series went to the quirky British show Fleabag, which depicts, well, let's let its creator and star, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, try to describe it.
A dirty, pervy, angry, messed up woman can make it to the Emmys.
Other acting awards went to Bill Hader, Michelle Williams, and one of the night's most popular winners,
Billy Porter.
Billy Porter, one of the stars of the LGBTQ-themed show Pose, became the first openly gay man to win Best Actor in a Drama Series.
I have the right. You have the right.
HBO's highly acclaimed Chernobyl won Best Limited Series, and HBO beat out Netflix for the most overall awards. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Emmy Awards in Los Angeles.
The lights may go out tonight for tens of thousands of PG&E customers in Northern California. Utility spokeswoman Deanna Contreras says they're taking precautions because of wildfire concerns.
We ask everyone to be prepared to go without power for 48 hours or more, because it depends on the weather.
A school employee in Central Florida is in trouble for the way he chose to discipline young students.
An Orlando school resource officer is suspended and being investigated for his arrest of 2 children for 2 separate episodes at a charter school. Marilyn Kirkland says her granddaughter had a tantrum and kicked a teacher. She says the arrest was an overreaction.
No 6-year-old child
should be able to tell somebody that they had handcuffs on them.
Kirkland says she told the officer that her granddaughter has a sleep disorder. She says he replied, "I have sleep apnea, and I don't behave like that." Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Medical bills sky high. Recent Gallup survey found people have borrowed about $88 billion to pay off medical debt. Correspondent Anna Werner with our CBS News investigation, Medical Prices Roulette.
Frank Esposito is a tool and die maker who for the last year has been fighting for his financial life. A fight, he says, began last March with unrelenting back pain.
It's kind of back pain that just wouldn't go away.
And when he went to see a specialist,
he said, "You need to go to the closest hospital immediately." Herniation was so severe that it could have severed my nerve in half.
The next day, they performed a fusion, which Esposito says successfully relieved his pain. But the next month, the bills started coming. In total, his bills added up to over $650,000, money his insurance company said he would have to pay. They claimed his back surgery was not an emergency.
How am I going to pay this?
4 in 10 consumers polled in 2018 said they received a surprise medical bill in the past year. Our partner, Clear Health Costs, surveyed cash prices. The cost for an ultrasound of the abdomen in Dallas ranged from $115 to an estimate of $2,459, from $100 in the Bay Area to $2,800.
Romance turns to tragedy for a couple from Louisiana. The details from CBS's Vicki Barker.
What? This was the moment Stephen Weber held up a sign proposing to his girlfriend, Kenesha Antoine, free diving outside the window of their underwater hotel room at a Tanzanian resort. But Weber never surfaced.
He told me, "I'm going to marry Kenesha. I'm going to ask her to marry me."
Best friend Jared Monson mourning.
A beautiful, very bright soul.
Kenesha Antoine writing on her Facebook page the answer Weber never got to hear: "Yes, I will marry you in the next lifetime and the next and the next." Vicki Barker, CBS News.
A crumbling symbol of the Jim Crow South is being renovated.
The National Park Service has earmarked $500,000 to restore a coastal South Carolina hotel that was one of the few places black people could relax by the shore during the civil rights era. Sandra Stovall lives near the Mosquito Beach Hotel.
This is our place that we can go to, that we as families, as friends.
Mosquito Beach is the only one remaining of the so-called black beaches in Charleston County, South Carolina. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Vice President Pence is taking flak for the 8-car motorcade that drove him to a Republican leadership conference. Cars are generally banned on Michigan's quaint Mackinac Island, where bikes and horses are the preferred mode of transport. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, September 3rd. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.